Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Gimel, mitzvah 403, as we continue the second of three Karbanos Musaf that are in Parshas Pinchas, and the next mitzvah. The mitzvah today starts off, as the Torah tells us, Uvarashe Chachechem Takriva Olol Hashem, on Rosh Chodesh, besides the Karban Tamid that we bring every single day of the year. We bring a special set of karbanos. Rosh Chachechem, Tekriva Ola Lashem and Ola. Param Rebakar Shnayim, Ba'ayalachat, Kvasa Meshan Shiva, Tamimim. So we bring cows and rams and sheep, all extra for the set of karbanos musafin. Vishlosha Esronim Solas, and you bring flour for the Nesachim, Vachulu Vachulu. And then at the end of it, Niskem Chatihin Yelapar, all the different amounts of Nesachim that are brought for each of the karbanos. Zos Olas Chodesh, Bechacha Lachachi Hashana. And then the Torah adds on, we're going to get to this, Usiir Izim Echad Lachatas Lashem. There's a Seir Chatas, there's a Chatas that's brought for the Rosh Chodeshim as well, Al Olas HaTamid, besides the Karban Tamid, Ye'asev and Isko. And then we'll get to the Karbanos Musafin of all of the different Yomim Tovim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenakriv Karban Musaf B'chol Rosh Chodesh Al Tamid Shel Kol Yom. 12 times a year, or sometimes 13 times a year, we have to bring a Karban Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh. Karban Musaf of Shabbos is brought every Shabbos of the year. Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is brought every Rosh Chodesh of the year. As we spoke about yesterday, the Rambam counts the Musafin separately, but each theme of the Musafin together. Meaning, he doesn't count every Karban Musaf of Shabbos separately, but all Shabbos Musafin are counted as one mitzvah. All Musafin of Rosh Chodesh is counted as one mitzvah. And the Chagim, though, he separates. If you remember the discussion we had yesterday with the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Bahag and others count all Musafin as one big mitzvah. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says every one. Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah, Shavuos is a mitzvah, Pesach is a mitzvah. Every one is a separate mitzvah. So today is the one of Rosh Chodesh. Shenakriv Karban Musaf B'chol Rosh Chodesh Al Tamid Shel Kol Yom Shenemar Uvrashe Chachechem Takriva Olu Lashem Parim Rebakar Shtayim Vayelachad V'chulu Sirizim Echal Chatas Lashem. We'll get back to the Chatas B'ad Hashem in a couple of minutes. Mishar Shia Mitzvah Haktama. Let me give an introduction to this mitzvah, says the Chinuch to his son. Yadua L'kol Chacham Lev B'vnei Adam. Everybody who uses their brain in the world, every Chacham knows. Ki Gagal Hashemesh V'Gagal Hayareach All of the luminaries, all of the constellations work based on the koach that Hashem instilled in them. Just like Hashem gives koach to a person, He gives koach to every single being in the entire universe. Also the plant kingdom, also the animal kingdom, everything is based on the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then he adds, on the end of the fourth line, everybody knows, everybody in the medieval period knows, that the moon and the time of month it is affects nature and affects the world. The koach of the moon affects kiyadua, lekarse ilanos, lebinyanos. Those who cut down trees know that there's a certain time of the month he should cut down, a certain time not. Kilo yichrusum, bismach alavana bechidusha, out of our chamisha yamim ayos, the first 5 days of the month, don't cut down trees. Veyardei hayam, and also the people who go down into the sea. No, imafligin baracha chamisha yamim shachidish alavana. Right, they also know not to go out to the sea right when there is Hey Rosh Chodesh, wait till it gets bigger, right? The moon affects the tide. V'chein, as much was spoken about during Hurricane Sandy, we worked out exactly with the tide and the time of the month to be such a terrible storm, but it all had to do with the moon. V'chein nisharim b'chol kol b'nei adam mehik is dam samach l'chidusha. And in medieval times, as the Gemara talks about as well, Hakaz's dam, bloodletting, was seen to be a very beneficial behavior medicinally, and everybody did a kazas dam at certain times of the month. Vikame milachos acheros ketanos vigdolos trichos shmira sholasosam bocha halavana mischadeshes. Right, certain times, turn all malachas. Many malachas are known that you only do it at certain times of the month. You only plant, and you only do this, and you only do that. Therefore, says the Torah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'lachain, skipping a line, Ki b'chidusha shalavana l'pu'ulos adam yischadish inyan, V'hakol b'divar shalavachim ha'baruchu b'gzeiraso. The moon affects the world, and the moon is only active and created by God. So Roy Elonu Gamkein. So we have a chiyuv to recognize the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his moon. L'chadesh u'lahakrav karban nosaf al shara yamim. So we bring a special karban for every one of these 12 days. L'shmo Baruch Hu l'ha'ir ruchenu v'lekvoa bilvavenu, to awaken us and to teach us. Everything really comes from Hashem. We blame it on the moon. But really, ultimately, of course, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all powers of all the Galgalim, all the constellations, is of course only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through this pure thought, through this recognition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give us tremendous bracha. Related to this, the constellation idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them and they all serve him, there's a beautiful Rambam that I've mentioned in the past. Very interesting Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes in Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah, where the Rambam says that, and this is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam holds Kol Hakochavim VaHagalgalim Kulam Baalei Nefesh Videya VaHaskelheim. All the stars and the constellations of the sun and the moon all have seichel. They all have what we would call intellect. We can't understand it because we don't think the sun thinks. Doesn't think like we think, but we can understand it. It says the Rambam, do animals understand how people think? No. The lower you are on the totem pole, you can't understand the level above you. So animals can't understand people. People can't understand the constellations. What's all? Well, are we so arrogant to think that, oh, if we can understand that it's not true? Says the Rambam, is a dog arrogant enough to realize that, you know, that nobody's smarter than me? No, says the Rambam. All of the kochavim, the galgalim, are ba'alei nefesh de'av haskel. V'hem chayam, chayim ve'omdim, u'makirim et shmisha amar v'haya ha'olam. They all recognize Hashem. Kol echad ve'echad l'fi gadlo, u'l'fi ma'alaso, mishabchim, u'mefa'arim li'yotram kimo ha'malachim. Just like the angels, just like the malachim, all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, the sun and the moon and the stars, all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like they recognize God, they have self-awareness. And they realize that there are malachim above them. But the da'as is different levels. There's human da'as, and then there's constellation da'as, and then there's malachim da'as. But they're all on a hierarchy. And the Rambam even says later on that there are 10 levels of malachim. So there are many different levels, all going from further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to higher above. This does not mean that an angel is better, or the purpose of the world is for an angel. He's describing just the levels of da'as. And of course, men, the Rambam wouldn't argue that we're the only ones that have Bechira Chavshis. But it's so, the Rambam says that they have such clarity of vision that they never, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they never would do anything different. But that's the Rambam. That's what we see every Shabbos morning, Yitzarim Bedas Bevinu Vaskel. We usually think that means that Hashem created them with his Dei HaBina and Haskel. According to the Rambam, it means, no, literally, he created them having Dei HaBina and Haskel, that they all have wisdom. It says the Pirush, there's no Kesef Mishnah, on the beginning of Yisodiyah Torah, on the first four Prakim. So if you look in the, at the end of the fourth Parakim, he starts, but if you look in the Pirush right here, he says, how did the Rambam know that? How does the Rambam know that they have Bechira? Says the Rambam, because there's an orbit. This is what he says. He says, gravity, that doesn't prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's just a reflex. But an orbit, says the Mefarish, that shows that there is freedom of movement, freedom of motion, and they're just doing it because they have such a clarity of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam ein tenu aso ketenu asachai she'inim misnoeya ela kadei she'yikari midavash enene mimenu, o yisrachim midavash yizeklo v'agalgal, feel free to look at this Rambam. But either way, this is connected to our chinuch. The chinuch says that Hashem created them, but obviously they all come from Him, and we have to recognize that it all is all from Hashem every 30 days. If we mention that the last karban that is brought in the set of karbanos mosaf is a chatas, usiirizim echad lachatas l'Hashem. The Gemara in Maseches Shvuos on Daf Tes notes that there's a word by this karban chatas that does not appear by any other carbon chatas in the Torah, and specifically by the other moadim, we also bring a chatas. If we look just at the next psukim, by Pesach, usi'ir chatas echad l'chaper aleichem. We're bringing a chatas also on Pesach. We're going to have the next mitzvah about Shavuos. Si'ir izim echad l'chaper aleichem. We bring a carbon chatas as part of the set of musafin by every yantif. But only by Rosh Chodesh does it say, usi'ir izim echad l'chatas l'ashem. Only by Musaf does it say, the pasuk that he quoted right here at the end of the first paragraph, Lashem. What is that word Lashem saying? So, there's a Chazal that's quoted by many, Shavuos Daf Tesem and Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Amar Eish Lakish, Manish Tana Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh Shenemer Bo Lashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seir Zeh Yehei Kapara, Al Shel Mi'atati Es HaYareach. This goat is an atonement for me because I made the moon smaller. Because Hashem says, I know the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, which said the sun and the moon had a fight, and Rashi quotes us in Parshas Bereishis, and the moon was upset, I made the moon smaller, so I need a kapara. So Klal Yisrael, please bring a kapara for me that I made the moon smaller. Every Rosh Chodesh when we remember the moon. That's the Gemara. And of course, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. What does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs some type of kapara? So, some say maybe the Pshuto Shemaker means we need a kapara. Not that the moon smaller is just a reflection of what the Rosh Chodesh is about. It's about the moon disappearing and then becoming bigger. So at this moment in time, we have to use it as a impetus to do tshuva. Okay, Chassam Sofer quotes in Maseches Chulin there on the Gemara relating to the sun and the moon. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu pies ha-Lavana. Hashem said to the Lavana that La'asid Lava, what do we say in Kiddush Lavana? Right, we say that the moon's smallness is going to be forgotten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mamali, Pekimas HaLavana. So, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm waiting to make you bigger, but Mashiach can't come yet. Whose fault is that? That's our fault. So we bring a carbon chatas because we're being marich the galus, which is causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be able to fulfill what he wants to do to be Mamali, the Pekimas HaLavana. Imkein Anu Agarmin La Taramas HaLavana, V'lachein on Rosh Chodesh, we try to be Mephayis the Lavana a little bit. Again, a little difficult still because what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that we have to bring a kapar for him? Again, many mefarshim discuss it. If you look in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim gives a different reason why it says chatas l'Hashem. Different reason. The Maariv Chayis points this out on that Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tes, and the Torah Tamima points it out right here on the pasuk. I'll read it from the Torah Tamima. It quotes this Mor Nevuchim. Mipnei shamitzriim ayinogim lahakriv lelavana b'rashi chadashim. The Egyptians used to bring a special carbon every Rosh Chodesh to the moon. The chashasha haTorah shelo yomru shagam carbon shamakrivin Yisrael b'rashi chadashim hula lavana. Right? One might think that the carbon we bring every Rosh Chodesh is going to the moon. This is the moon holiday. The moon's about to start getting bigger. That's why Dafka says Lashem. To make sure that we don't think otherwise. The Maariv Chayis says, why does the Rambam give a different reason than the Gemara gives? The Gemara gives a reason. The Rambam doesn't suffice with that reason. So the Torah Tamimah says, okay, there's no nafkamina. There's no big deal. The Rambam won't give a different reason if there's a halachic implication. But it has no halachic implications, so don't worry about it. The Maariv Chayis there, if you want to look in Shavuos Daf Tes, tries to work out how the two reasons really fit in with each other. And dovetail one with the other, that's the Maariv Chayis and Shavuos on Daf Tes. Okay, important discussions, but we continue now. Dini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the Karban Musaf, of Rosh Chodesh? Look what I wrote by Pesach. All the halachas are the same. As we mentioned yesterday, what mizmorim are sung by the Levim. What mizmorim are sung by the Levim? We mentioned that the Musaf of Shabbos gets Shiras Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu is sung, split up into six ways. The morning, the Karban Tamid, gets the Shira of what we say in the Shir Shal Yom. V'yadua Shashiras Musvei Rosh Chodesh Shabbos b'mikdash Shiras Hazinu. If Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, if Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, then what wins? What wins? Shir Rosh Chodesh Chodesh b'Shabbos Shir Shal Musaf Rosh Chodesh Doche Shir Shal Musaf Shabbos K'dil L'farseim Shayom Rosh Chodesh. Says the Chinuch, the Shir of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, if maybe it's Barchi Nafshi, that would be Doche Mizmor Shir L'Yom, not Mizmor Shir L'Yom Shabbos. That's done in the morning. The Musaf of Shabbos is the Ha'azinu, so it's Doche the Ha'azinu K'dil L'farseim Shayom Rosh Chodesh. Good. There's a lot to talk about by the Karan Musafs. We spoke about women and Musaf of Shabbos, but what about Rosh Chodesh? Let's focus on Rosh Chodesh for a minute. Maybe two or three important important points related to Rosh Chodesh. First of all, there is a minhag quoted in the Shulchan Aruch for women not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? They can't drive a car? No, it doesn't mean they can't drive a car. It means that there are certain malachos that they accepted upon themselves not to do. That's what is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, all the way at the end of Chelek Dalid of the Mishnah Berurah, the forgotten Chelek, the one about all about Hilchos Erevin, the skinniest Chelek of the Mishnah Berurah. But at the end there, you have Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh mutter basiyas malacha. Shulchan Aruch starts off by saying there's no issur malacha by Rosh Chodesh. V'hanoshim shenoagush lo lasos b'malacha hu minag tov. Women have a minag not to. Where does this come from? It goes all the way back to the Midrashim. The Torah quotes, it's in Tuf Yud Zion, that we know that every Yantif, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot is Keneged, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and says the Torah, quoting the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that the Rashi Chadashim were Keneged the Shvatim. Keneged each of the Shvatim, each got a month. But after they sinned in the Egel, it was given to their wives. And therefore, there's a minog, it's known that the Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, is a yantif of the women, and therefore they have a minhag not to do malacha. What type of malacha? So the post can discuss. Laundry maybe, which is a machlokas. What about washing machine? I mean, a washing machine, maybe that's not called malacha. Washing it physically with my hands, that's a malacha. But just putting it in, sewing, crocheting, other types of malachas, that's what's included. Cooking, nobody says cooking is not included. Going in a car, doing any other type of malacha, that halacha is not included. But that is a minhag Tov that's quoted to remember this. What does Rosh Chodesh have to do with women and the Egel? Why is this a Mida Keneged Mida, this is an appropriate schar. So I mentioned in other contexts what many of the Bali Musar say, that the women were the ones throughout history that had the positive outlook. They always were optimistic. In Mitzrayim, the Gemara and Sota tells us, in the Schus Nashim Sitkanios, they said, we have to have children and you're being worse than Paro. Right? They had the optimism in Mitzrayim. And by the Egel, right, Moshe's not coming back. The men grabbed the jewelry. The women said, no, he's coming back. The women didn't give the jewelry. It was forcibly taken from them. So it's all about having this optimistic attitude. Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh about? The moon. They don't see the moon. It's zero. It's blank. It's nothing. And yet we know today it starts getting bigger. The moon symbolizes renewal, symbolizes looking ahead. This is a perfect Mida Keneged Mida Yantif to be given to the women. That's why the women and Rosh Chodesh have that special connection. There is an important discussion, Lumdis-wise, about Kiddush Levana. And Lamaisa-wise. What about women in Kiddush Levana? This is about their month. So what about Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham says women are Peturos from Kiddush Levana. Why are they Peturos? This is in Tuf Chaf Vav. Tafchavav, why they parted from Kiddush Levana? Says the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah zasei shazman grama hu. It's a zman grama. After all, it's only done in the first half of the month. V'yavagav, and even though they do other zman gramas, like sukkah and lulav and shofar, but this one they shouldn't do. Wow. Why not? Or they don't do it. Why? Quoting the Shlach HaKadosh, Shehem garmu pagam ha-levana, because they caused the lessening of the levana. He doesn't explain it, but it's probably connected to Chava somehow. It always goes back to Chava. Women like candles always goes back to Chava. So there's something Kabbalistic about women not doing it, but he starts off by saying they're not obligated because it says Zman Grama. The Chachm Shlomo right here, Shlomo Kluger, on the Vayner of the Shulchan Aruch says, what? This is not called Zman Grama? And this is a very important lumdis. Says Shlomo Kluger, what's a mitzvah zaseisha Zman Grama? When you have something the entire year, but only today it's a mitzvah. I could hold a lulav today, but it's not a mitzvah today. I could blow shofar today, but it's not a mitzvah today. I could sit in the sukkah today. That's a zman grama. But what if the reality of the mitzvah, not the chiv of the mitzvah, but the reality of the mitzvah only exists at a certain time of year? That's not zman grama, the mitzvah. That's the zman grama, the situation. That's not zman grama. So here, why is it zman grama? Because it only applies when the moon's getting bigger? What, and there's no mitzvah when the moon's getting smaller? That's not a zman grama. A zman grama means it's always there, but only now it's a mitzvah. That's a zman grama. But where the situation of the mitzvah only exists at certain times, that's not called a zman grama, says the Chachma Shlomo. So it's fine. Maybe the Shlach HaKadosh is right, but this isn't a zman grama. This svar is used to explain the very difficult Ramban. The Ramban in Kiddushin, assuming it's a correct girsa, the Ramban says a beferish that Sfiras HaOmer is not a zman grama. and all the Achronim say not, that's the most Zman Grama mitzvah there is. What do you mean Sfirasa Omer is not a Zman Grama? So the answer that Achronim give based on this Rosh Shlomo Kluger is that no. What's the mitzvah of Sfirasa Omer? Counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So today it's not between Pesach and Shavuos. So, oh, because there's no mitzvah? No, the mitzvah only exists between Pesach and Shavuos. That's not a Zman Grama. The mitzvah isn't to count. It's to count between Pesach and Shavuos. So not during Pesach and Shavuos, it doesn't exist. But that might not be called a Zman Grama. That's an important lamdis about Kiddush Levana, about maybe Havas Bikurim. Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau relates it to Havas Bikurim and Sfirasa Omer. That's an important discussion. Again, Simin Tav Chavav, here in Kiddush Levana, there's a number of important points to make. Just to mention, make one more point about Rosh Chodesh in general, and that is the Shulchan Aruch has a separate simin, not a separate si'if, a separate simin with five words. Simin Tav Yutes, Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah to be marbe. If you look, there's in Simin Shin, in Hilchah Shabbos, does the same kind of thing. It's a mitzvah of Malava Malka. Right? Separate Simin about Malava Malka. So I once saw one of the Baali Musar say that the Gnavi says, An Masei Ata Poseach Al Shtei HaSeifim. Why are you, what Klal Yisrael? You keep going from Hashem to Avodah Zarah, Hashem to Avodah Zarah. You're vacillating, back and forth, back and forth. That's what the pashas of the pasuk mean. But it might also mean is amase ataposeach. Why do you keep skipping on these two seifim? The two seifim that the Shulchan Aruch gave a whole seif, a whole simin to Sudas Rosh Chodesh and Sudas Malva Malka, and people don't take it seriously. So why are you jumping? There's no chiyuv of Sud on Rosh Chodesh, right? If you forget Yalvi Yovan benching, you don't have to repeat benching. But there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be marbe to show it's a special day, so we don't have the Karban Musaf bizman hazeh of Rosh Chodesh. So all we can do is learn about the Karban Musaf like we just did, and also learn about Rosh Chodesh and to be marbe b'sudas Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time we pick up with the final Karban Musaf in this section of the Torah, and that is the Karban Musaf of Shavuos. We'll talk more about in Yoni Shavuos, and then we'll get to the mitzvah of Shofar, the last two mitzvahs in Parshas Pinchas.